there are bigger costs than comedy and confusion. Handing a heftier title to one person can easily cause resentment among others on a team. And inflated titles can have adverse effects on hiring processes. An analysis of tech recruitment in America by Data People, a software firm, found that the proportion of women in applicant pools drops as jobs become more senior. Puffed up titles may put good candidates off. Title inflation is most associated with specific jobs. But there exists a less remarked type of naming inflation, which seeks to rebrand entire categories of people. There is, for example, a perfectly good term for buyers of things, customers. But lots of companies are not satisfied with taking people's cash. They want to have a meaningful relationship. Keen to avoid sounding too transactional, some businesses use the inflated title of guests instead. But language that might make sense at a Disney resort sounds very odd if you are in a queue for the checkout at Target. People are trying to leave as efficiently as possible, not settling in for the time of their lives. Member is another bogus word. No one is wondering whether their application to pay Amazon an annual fee for free shipping is going to be turned down. The worst offences in this category are the labels that employers give to their staff. Calling people colleagues or team members instead of staff or employees is a common tactic. People who work in Walmart stores are known as associates. Baristas at Starbucks are called partners because the firm's website explains, "We are all partners in shared success." Tech firms are wedded to cutesy names for their employees. When Facebook rebranded itself as Meta, it announced that its workers would henceforth be known as MetaMates. The intent behind this kind of language is again clear: to create a sense of shared endeavour and to disguise the cold reality of corporate hierarchies. But this facade is much easier to maintain when things are going well. Meta is now firing more than 11,000 of its mates, which seems a tad unfriendly. Starbucks doesn't want its partners to form a union with anyone but itself. A bit of title inflation is excusable, but just like the real thing, it can easily get out of control.